Welcome to the Button Click Admin Podcast. I'm Mike Gerholt.
And I'm Leanne Templeman.
We're talking to Salesforce admins and startups to give best practices, tips, and advice to help you be successful.
But before we get into that, Mike, what are we talking about today?
Oh, we're talking about a lot of things. I mean, I'm starting going through the videos of Release Readiness Live, which was this week, which was amazing.
Amazing.
And starting a lot of projects. Like, we've had a lot of team meetings this week, and we're thinking about all the cool stuff we're going to do in 2016. And as an admin, I'd also be thinking about, like, all the training and all the stuff I'm going to roll out to my users.
So it sounds like we're starting a lot of things right now.
Is the season to start things right now, yes. Welcome to January, where you kick things off. Liam, what are you working on? What's important in your world? You haven't been on the podcast this year yet.
I know. Thank you for having me. So let's see. What am I working on? Well, we spent last week working with University of San Francisco students, delivering a admin boot camp, first ever admin boot camp. So coming off of that, it was a wonderful week. There's information about it, you know, out in San Francisco Chronicle did a write-up. And so we had a great time.
There's a Twitter handle, hashtag admin boot camp.
Oh, I know, right? They were our students were tweeting us. It was a wonderful experience. And then right now I'm, you know, really focused on spring release. So you and I were on our spring release awesome admin takeover yesterday.
Took it over.
And we've got, I have a release webinar coming up. Everything's about spring 16 right now. We're really excited about spring 16.
It is. It's time to start thinking about warm air.
I'm ready for spring.
Yay, spring. So speaking of starting, we're going to talk to Ludo Ulrich, who is the Senior Director of Salesforce for Startups. He has an amazing story he's going to share with us and a lot of great tips that startups can use, but also that admins can use, because I really feel like your universe and the startup universe is one and the same. So with that, let's welcome Ludo. All right, so welcome to the podcast, Ludo. So you're here today. What do you do for Salesforce?
So Mike, I have actually a pretty fun job. I wake up every morning with one goal, helping founders leverage, understand, work with Salesforce. Salesforce is a great technology player in the startup landscape. We've been like this, you know, for the last 16 years. You know, don't forget, startup were the very first target audience of Salesforce. And so my job is really to engage with the startup ecosystem. So I lead a team called Startup Relations, and we have a lot to do with that audience.
Wow.
So that sounds great, working with startups and startup founders. What sort of startups have you worked with so far in that program?
So, Leanne, that's actually a very good question. You know, we're trying to very democratize what we can do with startups, go very broad. So Salesforce has a few sweet spots, right? A lot of the traditional SaaS, enterprise-y kind of startups really see the value of engaging with Salesforce. They understand we have a lot of customers. They understand we have a lot of technologies, solutions to engage with customers. This is something critical in the B2B space. But frankly, I've been working with a lot of consumer startups as well, because consumers are everywhere. We need to engage with them in a whole new way, right? That's actually a Salesforce marketing tagline. So engaging really about all kinds of companies across different industries. I have my favorites, obviously, but I think the goal of this of my team and the goal of this initiative called Salesforce for Startup that we announced a little bit over a year ago is really to engage with all kinds of founders around the world.
And where in the startup life cycle are you generally engaging with those startups?
So, indeed, like, you want to engage with technology players at different stage of your journey. So I think we can engage very early, right? Because when you're making a technology, a platform choice at the beginning of the life of your company, you want to be aware of what's going on, understand the different players. So we usually have a good sweet spot, a good, you know, touch points at the beginning of the very beginning of the company. Talking to the founders, talking to the CTO, talking about technology, talking about what platform they're going to build their company. And then, of course, on an ongoing basis, as they build out sales and marketing and customer service and different orders, obviously we can also be a good source of information and provide some technology.
So you're incredibly inspirational. And you
Mike.
Had a, you are, seriously. And you had a chance to speak at the boot camp that we did last week. Two college students, but I feel like a lot of what I hear, because, you know, we're in Silicon Valley, right? Recording this in the home office, in case you're wondering, all fancy this time. But there's a lot of admins who listen to the podcast, and the startup thing, I don't want them to kind of get dissuaded, because I feel like a lot of your advice for startups also applies to maybe admins who are just getting started. So what are some of the obstacles that startups run into that you've encountered that could perhaps be great advice for our admins?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. And I've been exposed to the, you know, traditional admin audience, like, you know, that is evolving a lot, right? As an admin, now you're not just, you know, being the admin of the Salesforce automation org, right? You do so many more things, right? Marketing, touching all those things. So the first correlation, the first analogy is actually an admin is, you know, becoming a Swiss Army knife, doing a bunch of, you know, jack of all trades, call it whatever, which I love personally doing, touching a lot of things. That's what you're going to do in the startups. That could be sometimes indeed an obstacle, because how do you concentrate? So I think, you know, the clear analogy is that you need to focus, right? So startups need to focus on really the market opportunity and go deep into an opportunity. It could be an alliance with Salesforce. It could be building on the platform of Salesforce. It could be something like this. The same way, I think admins need really work on what value they can bring. But the one thing I experienced, and I have a few examples in my mind, is that admins could be of very good help for startups, right? Because one of the key obstacles for startups, beyond not being focused, as I said, is really about the execution. You heard me use this sentence a few times, right? Uh-huh. A good vision without execution is going to be hallucination. Right? You like that one.
Right? I do. Mike? I like that one.
And it rhymes, right? That's why we all like it. And the good thing is in my native language, French, it works as well, right?
Oh, you know,
execution, vision sans execution, c'est l'hallucination. It works very well as well. Nice. For those of you on the podcast who could actually understand my language. But joke aside, bringing that layer of execution to a startup, being able to formalize a little bit, a few processes, again, we can start with sales, but it could be anything else, will be a tremendous help to startups. So I really encourage actually admins out there, whether it's a side job, it's a mission on a limited time basis, or just a career change, to actually consider the startups as maybe the next step in their career.
Wow. So I want to take a step back because, you know, Leanne, I think a lot of people know my story. I stand up and tell it a lot. And we've heard you. You did the Lightning demo, which was huge back in August. You were part of the admin keynote with that demo, which was amazing. Like, when it comes to demos, like, she's it, right? Ludo,
I've seen her in action, yes.
I know. Well, and soon later in the release readiness videos, right? But Ludo, where did you get started? Did you just come to Salesforce and be like, I love startups, help, I'm going to make startups awesome at Salesforce?
I like demos too, Mike. You know, I did a lot of demos too in the past. But that's not what got me this job. And actually, I would say more than a job. As you can tell, I'm very passionate about this audience. I've been working with startups for the past 5-6 years. Back in Europe and then in Seattle, where I used to live, and in the startup community. And, you know, I think the story is actually fun. You know, I came to Dreamforce. I think some of you have heard about Dreamforce. Yeah, it's a lot of things. Small conference, or some people call it the Super Bowl of technology. So guess what? At the Super Bowl, you have all kinds of, it's very timely, isn't it?
Right.
You have a lot of different players and different leagues, and you have a lot of founders who are coming to the conference. I was one of them. I was really coming as an outsider. I was not in the Salesforce family community or any sort of a, you know, I would say traditional group that, you know, knows Salesforce. And I discovered the company. And I got into a conversation with Adam Seligman, who leads the developer team, developer marketing team, and beyond, right? Actually, Trailhead and all those things. And I told Adam, who I knew from before, that really we needed to, or actually Salesforce needed to streamline a little bit the way they're talking about what Salesforce is doing to the startup community, right? Because I think Salesforce moved from a company that was extremely focused on, you know, the SMB audience back in the days in the United States with a very clear, you know, product, Sales Cloud at the time. Where now, as a global company, going in so many different markets with such a rich set of products, some of them being very targeted at, you know, larger organization, you know, some of the admins who are managing the largest orgs, we know what I'm talking about, but also a set of products that is really targeted at SMB, or I would say tech startups that, you know, by the way, maybe some admin don't know as much. I'm talking about Desk.com, Salesforce IQ, or Pardot, and those products happen to be a very good fit for startups. So really, from that conversation, we started building, I would say, this, you know, package, this, you know, community that we call you know, very straightforward Salesforce for startups, and trying to consolidate all that information in one place, because that might be another common point with admins. Founders have limited time; they're extremely focused. They want to go fast, and they want to. And ideally, we wanted to create a place like a little bit the admin community where they could get everything they need to know when it comes to related to startups, if you will, from Salesforce.
So since creating that community and creating the place and that conversation with the startup community, what's been the feedback? You said the program started about, or you started about a year ago.
Yeah.
What's been the feedback so far from the startup community?
Yeah, the feedback has been, let me use a few numbers. So we launched at Dreamforce last year, so a little bit over a year ago. We had a little bit over 5,000 founders, startups joining the program, which is free and open to everyone, from more than 80 countries. So first of all, very humbling. We validated there is demand on those themes that I'm talking about from Salesforce, demand for Salesforce, sorry, from the startup ecosystem. The feedback is that it was time actually to try to, you know, streamline and consolidate all those information into one single place. So we love it. All the way from, you know, using the API to, as I said, what are the best practices when it comes to setting up like a two people team to do customer service. All that kind of stuff is in one place. So the feedback was, that was number one. The second feedback we got was how as well we can actually, you know, uncover opportunity, you know, on industries, on specific, you know, areas that we think founders could complement our product offering. And so we're working a lot with the AppExchange team to understand as well gaps where actually founders can identify opportunities. Most of the admins probably have their personal experience, and a lot of the, you know, admins who became entrepreneurs probably just built something that was fixing a pain that they had on a daily basis when they were, you know, managing the org or helping their users. So I think that's the kind of feedback as well we get, is how can we do a little bit more there and you know, and basically tell opportunities that we have in mind, share opportunities that we have in mind.
Incorporating that feedback, and you talked about some of the kind of obstacles, you know, you touched on some of the obstacles you've seen startups face and how that relates to the admin role, just in, you know, launching a product internally or launching, you know, a startup. What are some of the tips you have for someone who's building something that they want to share, whether that's a company or a product internally? What are some tips that you've learned along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me try to be concise, because I have a lot of tips. I mean, I told you to focus on the execution, not to hallucinate earlier. I repeat that one more time to me. But it's critical, right? I think a lot of companies will differentiate with a great execution. And I can't repeat that enough time. Like, a good admin could bring so much to a 5-people team, to a startup, to actually be a world-class at this. But I think coming back to what you can leverage, you know, beyond Salesforce, like, we're living a tremendous time right now, right? It's never been easier, and I say that very convinced about it. It has never been easier than today to create a new company, to create a startup, because of a bunch of reasons, right? Number one, we have very, very structured, solid ecosystem that's, you know, at the global level, not only here, and like Mike said, in Silicon Valley, in San Francisco, but around the world. You know, obviously in the key markets like the UK, France, Germany, all those countries have a strong ecosystem, but around the world, as I said, we have members from 80 countries in the program. So leverage those accelerators, those incubators, all that ecosystem that's here to help you. Number two, I think there is a lot of press, blogs, and content about, you know, best practices to create a company. And so leverage that, because you're going to learn from others. And I would say number three, it's a combination of, you know, more like macro trends in the market. It's access to capital is easier. Crowdsourcing is out there. So access to capital is definitely less of an issue when you are not based in, you know, like typical like venture capitalist markets. And at the same time, it is very legit now to be an entrepreneur. Think about it like, and you guys might not have experienced that, but in some countries, you know, being an entrepreneur was too risky. I mean, why the hell would I do that? Like, and first of all, what happened is I fail. This culture of failure acceptance is actually global now. And I think this startup community, startup phenomenon has really helped democratize this. And I think that's great. So in other words, the ecosystem is here. The capital, the money is here. Technology in the cloud makes it easy to start from anywhere. And last but not least, you know, I think culturally, your peers, your family, your friends, potentially, you know, your teachers and instructors, if you're still like a student or learning something, will not only accept this, but probably push you and praise any sort of entrepreneurial kind of career choice.
Wow. Very cool. So we've talked a lot about startups, and I feel like they have a kinship with admins. If admins or anybody that's listening to the podcast wanted to get in touch with Salesforce for Startups, how do they do that? Where do they go?
Hey, it's easy, actually. You can totally join Salesforce for Startup. It has been designed to be a very inclusive community. So you can just join salesforce.com/startup with an S. What I would do is pick Passionate Observer in the drop-down menu when you join. It doesn't mean you're a founder. It doesn't mean you have raised money or anything like this. Just to be part of the community. We're going to invite you when you do meetups. You can discover the product portfolio and some of the content that we built over the last year and what we've going to build. And at some point, when you want to be matched with the startups, you can contact us and maybe we'll find startups, you know, that could be interested in leveraging your help, right? I can't guarantee you always it's going to be a paid gig or it's going to be, you know, something you can make a living off. But really, we're trying to really bridge the gap between those communities to help you be excited, feel the passion, and potentially make it your day job. But on the other side, help startups who really want to, they understand the vision of Salesforce, they really want to implement some of our products, and they might not have the skill set. So I think bridging that gap is really something we want to develop over time.
Okay, so normally Jillian gets the fun question. But we're still going to ask the fun question. By the
great,
way. I just
great.
Get to ask.
And I have one more thing to say at the end as well. So I'm going to try to plug into the answer to that fun question, but it might be hard. So let's see.
Well, we're going to do two fun things. So fun question I'm going to ask you because I watched a couple movies on the flight out from San Francisco.
All right.
What is your favorite startup movie?
You know what? I'm not going to surprise you or be very original, but I think the Facebook movie.
That's what
you know
I call
why?
It too.
You know why? Because as much, and it's an easy answer, and even though you're not in that space, you might say that. I'm not going to be talking about Silicon Valley, the TV show that was a little bit over the top to me. But for the Facebook movie is about really the learnings, the human beings' interactions, right? Yeah. And that's a lot. You know, we're talking every day about technology. I'm a technology addict. I work for Salesforce. You know, I love to, you know, talk and evangelize products, market products, and make sure, you know, I tell founders how you can leverage technology X, Y, and Z. But at the end of the day, I've been exposed to so many startups that, you know, fail because of people. I'm saying something obvious, but and actually, let me actually plug what I wanted to say as a transition. To make that work, to get this team together, one thing that was not happening in this movie is actually trying to build a culture, right? And trying to build a culture, you can look up online. There's a bunch of talk about it. It's a very common topic in startup land. A lot of blogs are talking about it and stuff. But one element that's very actionable is really trying to do what Salesforce did 16 years ago, which was Mark's Benioff call to dedicate 1% of the employees' time. You're familiar with it, Mike and Leanne, right? 1% of employees' time, we all do that here at Salesforce's employees. 1% of the equity of the company and 1% of the products. So that model is something that could really unify your culture at the beginning. And one thing that we did recently in partnership with the Entrepreneurship Foundation of Colorado, another tech company called Atlassian that many of you probably heard about, is co-fund something called Pledge 1%, which is really this, you know, super easy initiative that helps founders or admins or whoever is starting a new company to be intentional about the way they're going to give back. And what I can guarantee you, you're going to probably avoid a lot of the issues that we've seen in that movie, trying to build that culture, talent retention, talent acquisition, you know, whether you're in Seattle, whether you're in Paris or in San Francisco, keeping your employees happy together around a goal is very hard. And having this sense of purpose that you can bring to the table beyond anything about business model and technology is actually, for me, critical. So I would finish with that tip. Be very intentional about beyond your vision, your execution, right? About the way you're going to build your culture. And, you know, humbly, we have a model that worked for Salesforce that we're trying to, you know, share with the world. So check it out. And guess what? You can check it out and be redirected to the Pledge 1% initiative from Salesforce for Startup. So one-stop shop, Salesforce for Startup.
Very cool. And then, I get two-part fun question because my podcast. So, we'll do a shout out here in a little bit, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to do a shout out. And since it sounds like you're from, was it Alabama?
South Tennessee, I told you.
South Tennessee.
Yeah.
If you want to do your shout out in French, we thought that would be extra cool. So if you want to give a shout out to somebody, anybody,
Give me two shout outs. I'll do one in native English. One is to my team, because we are ourselves talking about culture with, you know, a small growing team here at Salesforce, and we are really proud about the community we put together, just the same way you guys should be proud of the admin community. And hopefully with that podcast we'll have even more, you know, intersection between the two, and et cetera, et cetera. Let me give a shout out à la French Tech, tout l'écosystème français, s'il y a des Français qui écoutent ce podcast. J'espère que ça vous aura plu, vous aurez compris que j'avais un accent, et je vous encourage à regarder le site de Salesforce Startup. Merci.
Ludo, thanks for your time. I know it's hard to get on your calendar. You're racing around everywhere and you're doing so many amazing things, and I think our admin audience will get a ton out of this. And admins especially who are friends with startups. So.
Absolutely. I challenge you guys to, you know, introduce me to the next admin you hear about that has actually, whether or not they've been inspired by that podcast, who decides to actually go build something for real. Like, and hopefully this is a story we can highlight at Dreamforce or online. And I'm really looking forward to be surprised and see those examples out there. Thanks again for the opportunity, guys.
Yep.
Thank you, Ludo.
Thanks, Ludo.
That was great. So Ludo gave us a lot of insight into what he has seen be successful for startups and entrepreneurs. And, you know, really, admins are entrepreneurs within your organizations, because you're building an idea and then you're delivering it to your customers. So here are three tips from Ludo from this podcast. He had a great term that vision minus execution equals hallucination. So you can have wonderful ideas till the cows come home, but if you don't have a path to success and a way to properly execute it, it may as well be a Tupac hologram. Number two, leveraging your community resources. So, you know, I know our admin community is generally excellent at leveraging the community resources, and I think that's a tip for all entrepreneurs, and something that Ludo shared as being really big marker of success is knowing what resources are impactful for your organization and really using them and finding those connections and finding those mentors and finding that information. And number three, culture rocks. So culture is really core to any successful company that's getting started for a successful startup. But then also, you know, maintaining a certain amount of culture, I think as admins, we own kind of that whole Salesforce experience, right? So thinking about how are we helping drive that culture, and how are we helping drive that success and that voice for our users and delivering tools for them.
Awesome, Leanne. I think those are great. And I did love that. The vision minus execution equals hallucination.
I think he wrote it on the board.
He did. And maybe that he needs a shirt that says that. But so we want to give our cheers, our shout out, and our high five of the week. Leanne, this is your first podcast. I'm going to have you go first.
So I did say, let's see, high five of the week, or maybe cheers, my cheers of the week. I did say I've been working a lot on, you know, release readiness and helping kind of share some of the release features with our community. And I have to give a high five to our product teams. Man, I mean, this is Spring 16 is a big release, and they are bringing a lot of cool and exciting functionality. So high five to the Salesforce product teams.
I'm going to give a cheers out to our community. So yesterday, Leah and I had to prep for our video. And as we were getting ready, I culled through all the release notes, as I normally did as an admin, as a blogger. But then I also went out to the community and I read a lot of your great posts, what you were excited about on Spring 16. So I definitely want to give a cheers to all the people who took time for writing those blogs, writing those posts, and sharing them out, and telling me what you were excited about in spring, because it helped me find the really cool features in the release notes. So, yay. Thank you.
So, you can find us on Twitter at Salesforce Admins. There's no I in admins. For all the latest and greatest from the awesome admin team, you can connect with Ludo on Twitter at Salesforce Startups. And you can find Mike at Mike Gerholt, and me at LeeAndroid. If you like the show, you can rate us on iTunes so that more admins can enjoy it.
And with that, I'm Mike, and she's Leanne.
And we will catch you next time in the cloud.